You have need of patience to obtain the promise. By Ngozi Mwok, November 4, 2020, Christian Living. Are you patient? Patience is a virtue everyone needs in this life. However, it is seriously lacking in many people's lives, including believing Christians. Yet, we have need of patience to obtain the promise. For ye have need of patience, that, after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise, Hebrews 10:36, KJV. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, he that believeth shall not make haste, Isaiah 28:16, KJV. Introduction. In this our present age, people are not patient. They want their answers instantly from God, otherwise, they look for answers somewhere else. Unfortunately, this impatience always leads them down the wrong path, whose end is destruction. The world has turned into a fast zone without a solid foundation which takes time to build. And they claim to be seeking miracles, when in actual fact what they want is magic. However, God's word has not changed, and will not change. For you have need of patience to obtain the promise. Be obedient and add patience. To obtain the promise of God in your life starts with you doing the will of God. So, seeking the Lord's word concerning that challenge and doing what the Father said kicks you off on the right path to obtaining the promise. However, you must patiently wait for the fulfillment of the promise. Therefore, you need both obedience and patience on your part to obtain God's promise for your life. He that believes shall not make haste. Exercising patience as you wait to receive your desire is one of the proofs that you believe the Lord and His words. And if you believe, you will not hastily look for an alternative to God's word. And you will not hurry to jump out of God's will for your life. Rather, you will wait for the divine processes to complete before obtaining the promise. God is not slow. Some people consider the Lord as being slow in fulfilling His word in their lives. So, they go to the agents of darkness who will supposedly quickly give them what they want. Unfortunately, down the line, they discover that they are losing more than they are gaining. But then, it's too late. God is not slow concerning His promises, 2 Peter 3:9. Rather, He is ensuring everything fits in for the great result He desires you to get. Also, He makes all things walk together for your good. And He patiently waits for everything to come in place before He delivers His promise. So, you also must exercise patience if you want God's best for you. Sometimes, it's because the Lord wants to give you a big testimony that it seems as if the promise is delaying. For instance, a farmer who planted maize will not wait for long to harvest his fruits, but a cocoa farmer will wait for a much longer time to harvest his fruits. However, the cocoa farmer will gain more than the maize farmer in the long run. As such, your big testimony requires that you patiently wait for it, having done the will of God. Biblical examples. Abraham. He waited for a long period of time to receive Isaac, the promised son. However, his faith and patience not only gave him a son, but also a special place with God. And the Lord enacted an everlasting covenant with him, which covers every believing Christian, Romans 4:16-21, Galatians 3:13-14. Joseph. This is another excellent example of a man who exercised patience to obtain the promise, Genesis 37-45. For he went through various paths that didn't look like paths to God's promise for him. He went from pit to prison first before getting to the palace. And in between the pit and prison, he was a slave. Certainly, they didn't seem as paths that would lead to his brothers and parents bowing down to him. However, he patiently waited for the fulfillment of the promise, doing the will of God at all times. And all through his period of waiting, God was putting things in place to position him at the right place and time to obtain the promise. As such, he needed to be a slave in Potiphar's house to get to prison. And he needed to be in prison at the right time to interpret the servant of Pharaoh's dream. And then, he moved to the palace. Truly, everything works together for good to those who love God and obey Him, Romans 8:28. Conclusion. Therefore, no matter what you're going through, having done the will of God, you need the patience to obtain the promise. For your patience allows God to perfect all that concerns the promise before you obtain it. So, relax in Christ, have patience and faith in God, and you will obtain the promise.